哈利路亚，感谢圣灵的恩典。
Hallelujah, praise God for His wonderful blessing.
啊，主耶稣又看过我们过一个星期。
So He guided us for the past week.
啊，我们在这受安息时，愿神多多的祝福我们大家。
And today we come to His sanctuary to follow the Sabbath day. May His Holy Spirit can guide each one of us.
啊。感谢主，上帝这篇上午说的见证的是婚会为何不守圣诞节。
Praise the Lord, today we'd like to talk about the topic, why does a church not celebrate the Christmas?
因为12月25号是一般人所过的圣诞节。
Normally, all the Christians, they believe and also celebrate the Christmas day at December 25th.
啊，在当初是一部分信耶稣的人，他们所过的圣诞节，到现在演变成啊，不信耶稣的也过这个节气。
Previously, probably most of the Christians they follow this day to celebrate the Christmas. However, today it become a holiday for everybody to celebrate the Christmas.
啊，到底过这个节日对不对呢？
However, if we scrupulously examine whether this is the right day for us to specifically celebrate the birth of Christ or not.
啊，根据圣经查考，这个节日是不对的。
If we consult the scripture, then we also can know this is not the day for us to celebrate the birth of Christ.
啊，所以婚会不守这个节日。
Therefore, our church as a whole will decide.Did not celebrate the birth of Christ as you think.
啊，我们主耶稣教会或其他的教会，最主要的不同的地方就是我们根据圣经。
The main difference between our church and other churches is that we really emphasize that we have to focus the teaching of the biblical significance.
啊，我们所做的要完全符合圣经。
What we do, we have to completely according to the guidance of God and His Scripture.
啊，我们今天受安息日也是根据圣经。
Today, even we follow the Sabbath day, we follow it according to the teaching of the Scripture.
啊，我们这耶稣教会有圣灵同在，我们祷告的时候，啊，等下我们结束的时候要祷告，有一种灵验祷告。
Because in our church.Due to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the majority of Christians, they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, at our concluding prayer, we're going to all kneel down and pray in tongue.
啊，因为这种灵验是非常宝贵的。
Because the tongue is a very precious thing to us.
啊，没有受圣灵是不会讲这种灵验的。
Without receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit,one person will not utter out the unknown tongue.
啊，圣灵降在我们身上，我们才会讲天国的话，叫做灵验。
Only when the anointing, power of the Holy Spirit come up a person, and then that person would utter out the tongue.
啊，圣灵，我们的圣灵就与我们这耶稣教会同在。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit also witness the Holy Spirit really among us and work in us.
啊，为什么我们的神与我们这耶稣教会同在，不与其他的教会同在呢？
How come it makes such a tremendous difference that in our church we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but in some other denomination, the majority of Christians they never have this kind of experience.
啊，圣灵为什么不赐给他们呢
？How come the Holy Spirit did not anoint all those church members？
啊，原因就是他们。有一部分道理是变更了照人的意思。
The main reason is because the preacher or the basic doctrine of the majority of the Christian church, they did not stick with the principle of the scripture.
就是说、啊、他们的道理没有完全根据圣经。
In other words, somehow they fail to follow the completeness of the scripture teaching.
啊，所以得不到这么大的福气。
Therefore, they cannot receive the full blessing from God.
啊，下边我们就要查考婚会啊不守圣诞节的理由。
The following section, we like to focus the topic And how come our church, we do not celebrate the birth of
the Christ? 第一天，主耶稣不是4月25号降生的。
First of all, we know that Jesus Christ, he was not born specifically at this date, December 25th.
先看路加福音。
Let's refer to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第二章。
Chapter 2. Let's look at Gospel of Luke chapter 2, and let's read from verse 8.
在伯利恒之野地里，有牧羊的人，夜间按着更齿看守羊群。第9节。Verse
9.
有族类使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。 第4节。
Here the Bible says that the shepherds, they were living out in a field nearby.
在4月25号的以色列国， 那个地方是非常的寒冷。
In the day of December 25th, the weather or the temperature in the Palestinians was pretty freezing cold.
可以说是冰天雪地。
We can describe the word like freezing cold for the weather in Palestinian.
不可能有牧羊人在旷野。
And certainly it is not possible for the shepherd, they would live out in the field.
因此当初约一般教会就定这一天为圣诞节。
When this started, the majority of the church, they decide to celebrate the birth of Christ at this December 25th.
另外一部分教会就提出来反对。
But also, primarily it was opposed by the some of the church believers.
整个的结果后来分成两派。
But after the debate, it primarily also separate into two main groups.
一派是守4月25号为圣诞节。
The one group, they still decide to follow the birth of Christ at December 25th.
另外一部分希腊正教是以元月23号为圣诞节。
But the other main group, which is Greek Orthodox, they decide to follow the birth of Christ at January 23rd.
这些都是不对的。
However, no matter this is December 25th or January 23rd, the date is not correct yet.
因为圣经上没有记载主耶稣哪一天降生。
Because in the Bible, we cannot find specifically in which date that was the birth of Christ.
也没有说要我们去给他纪念他那一天生。
Even from the scripture teaching, we cannot find any verses to support that we have to memorize the birth of Christ.
圣经上自己记载要我们要纪念主耶稣的死。
The Bible, however, emphasized we have to memorize the death of Christ.
如果我们随便去做，就是照人的吩咐去做嘞。
If we do not follow completely the teaching of the scriptures, then we only follow the will of man.
就违背了神的诫命。
And certainly, it would violate the principle of the word of God.
这样是得不到福气嘞。
And therefore, we would not be able to receive the full blessing from our Heavenly Father.
我们看马可福音第7章。
Let's refer to Gospel of Mark, chapter 7.
马可福音第7章第7节。
Mark, chapter 7,
verse 7. 他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。第8节。
Verse 8.
你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传，这是人的遗传。
The Bible here says that we are according to the traditions of men.
就违背了神的诫命。
And then we would go against the commands of God.
啊，反而会有灾祸。
And to the contrary of receiving the blessing, we probably will be cursed.
啊，我们看箴言三十章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言第三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神的言语句句都是廉净的，投靠他嘞，他便做他们的盾牌。他的言语你不可以加添，恐怕他责备你，你就显为说谎的。这是说啊，神的话都是廉净的。
Here the verse 5 says, every word of God is flawless.
我们不可以在上面加添。
Verse 6 says, we do not add to his word.
如果加添，他就会责备我们。
If we add to his word, he will rebuke us and prove us as a liar.
就有过失，就有罪，他就要责备。
That means that we will be reproachable and we will follow the punishment.
我们再看生命记。
Let's also refer to Old Testament, the books of Deuteronomy.
生命记第四。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1.
以色列人呐，现在我们所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。第二节
verse 2，
所吩咐你们的话，你们不可以加添，也不可以删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们的神的命令。这是说神的话不可以加添，也不可以删减。
Here the Bible specifically says that we do not add to what God's command us to do, or do not subtract from it.
因为这是神的命令。
Because this is command of God.
遵行这里就可以存活，不遵行的就不能够存活。
For those they follow the command of God, they would take the position of the land and receive the blessing.
在以前的以色列人都要遵行圣经，如果不遵行就要用石头把它打死。
In old days, the old Israelites, they had to follow the command of God. Otherwise, if they violate, they would be stoned to death.
现在没有人用石头打死他。
Certainly nowadays, nobody would be stoned to death.
在尤其是在这个自由的国家。
Especially in the free world.
新教自由。
We have the freedom of religion.
他愿意过圣诞节就让他过圣诞节。
If they like to celebrate the birth of Christ, then they certainly can do so.
我们不愿意过圣诞节别人也不会勉强我们。
Even we do not follow the birth of Christ, and nobody would oppose against us either.
但是违背诫命，我们的灵命会慢慢死掉。
But however, if we violate the principle of the spirituality, and then we will decrease or we will be downgraded the relationship with God and the spiritual nourishment from God.
这第二点理由就是我们不要遵守人的遗传违背神的诫命。
The second point is that we do not follow the tradition of men and violate the principle of God.
我们本会不守圣诞节的第三点理由。
The third point that explains the reason that we did not follow the Christmas in our church.
如果我们给神过生日，就是亵渎神。
If we celebrate the birth of God, of the deity of God, that we also blaspheme against God's deity.
因为我们的神他是自由拥有的。
Because the God we believe is an omniscient God, omnipotent God, and omnipresent God.
他无生之始，也无命之终。
In He, there is no any beginning, and there is no any end.
怎么会给他来一个生日呢？
How can we have to celebrate the birth of of him.
我们看希伯来书第七章。
This refer to verse of Hebrew chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章第三节。
Hebrew chapter 7, verse 3.
他无父无母无祝福无生之死无命之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。神的儿子是没有无生之死无命之中的。
Here say the Son of God, in him there's without the father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of the day or the end of life.
因为很早就有他了。
Because from everlasting to everlasting, he is omnipresent God.
因为主耶稣他本身他就是神。
Because Jesus Christ, he is God himself.
主耶稣在传道的时候。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel in this world.
给一些以色列人来辩道。
The one time, he had a debate.With the Pharisee.
那以色列人很骄傲，他说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The Pharisee, the Israelite, they were proud of themselves to be the descendants of Abraham.
主耶稣就责备他们说，你们如果是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们就应该照亚伯拉罕所行的去行。
But Jesus, he reproached them, says that if you say that you are the descendant of Moses, how come you violate?The law and ordinance set up by Moses.
你们现在不信亚伯拉罕所信的道。
Nowadays, even you, the descendant of Moses, do not follow his teaching.
如果你们信亚伯拉罕所信的，就不会想杀我了。
If you follow the teaching of Moses, certainly you would not kill me.
主耶稣再给他们讲。
And following Jesus also told them.
你祖宗亚伯拉罕他看到我的日子都非常的欢喜。
Says that the date or the time when Moses he looked at my birth, he was overwhelming joy.
结果你们看到我要杀我。
But how come nowadays when you saw me, you want to kill me?
别人说，哎呀，这个人还不到五十岁呢，他怎么见过我们祖宗亚伯拉罕呢？
Among the Israelites, they start to have the debate. They say, so look at this person. He is no more than 50 years old. How come he says, Moses, our descendant, already seen him?
主耶稣就告诉他，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
And Jesus said that before the existence of Moses, I was exist.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第八章。
Chapter 8.
第八章五十八节。
Verse 58。
我们从五十六节看起好了。
Let's read from verse 56。
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜的仰望我的子子，既看见了就欢喜。五十七节。
Verse 57。
犹太人说，你还没有五十岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？五十八节。
58。
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们。还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我，还没有亚伯拉罕就有主耶稣了。
Jesus says, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am.
因为他就是神啊。
Because Jesus Christ is the Son, is the God.
主耶稣不过是他是神在肉身来显给大家看。
However, the historical Jesus is only the physical manifestation of God himself.
主耶稣就是我们看不见的神的一个像。
Jesus Christ, he is the image of God. God himself is invisible to our naked eye.
我们看格罗西书。格罗西书第一章。
Let's refer to the verse of Galatians chapter 1.
格罗西书第一章十五节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章十五节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 15.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是受生的，在一切被造的以先。
Here says that he is image of invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
主耶稣就是神的像。
Jesus Christ is the image of invisible God.
以前人都不能够看到神。
No one else before the time they would able see God.
啊，是为了要救我们，他就把他的像显给我们看。
But God, in order to save the mankind, He also manifest His image toward the mankind.
啊，来传道理给大家认识。
To preach the good tidings to the world.
他是在一切被造的以前，在没有世界之前留他了。
He was the firstborn before all the creation. In other words, before the existence of this universe, he was there.
啊，我们怎么会给他过生日呢？
How can we can celebrate the birth of him?
啊，我再举一个例子说明一下。
I'd like to also quote the other example to exemplify the point.
啊，好像我的小孩子都没有见过祖父。
Just like my children, they never saw their grandfather.
啊，因为小弟弟父亲是在大陆，我从十几岁就离开他了。
Because my father, he was born in mainland China, and while I was in my teenage, I left away from him.
啊，以后都没有再见过他的面。
Later on, I never have a second chance to see his face.
啊，我的小孩子也都没见过他的祖父。
Certainly none of my children, they ever saw their grandfather.
啊，现在我们已经和他联络上了。
Right now, we you just have the connection with him.
啊，有一天。啊，他的祖父就从大陆上寄来了照片。
Because one day, it happened that the grandfather, from mainland China sent us a photo of himself.
啊，小孩子一看，哎呀，原来这个就是我的祖父啊。
When my children look at the photo of the grandfather, says, "Oh, this is my grandfather."
啊，我的祖父长得还蛮好看的。
So my grandpa looks like a handsome man.
好，今天我们接到这个照片了。
Today we receive his picture.
好，我们今天呢，大家要给他过生日。
Today we like to celebrate his birthday.
啊，因为我们今天看到的照片，今天就算他生日好了。
So today we look at his photo the first time. We decide to celebrate today as his birthday.
啊，其实不是今天生的呀。
And certainly he was not born in this day.
啊，今天是收到的照片，他年龄已经七八十岁了。
Today the first time we saw his pictures.However, he's about 70 or 80 years young.
啊，我们如果给主耶稣过生日，就像这种情形一样。
If we celebrate the birthday of Christ, we would also make the same kind of mistake as we did before.
我们的神，他不像人一样。
Our God is not like a human being.
如果给我们人一样，他就没有值得我们这个信靠的了。
If he is just like the human nature, then there is no way for us to completely fellowship with him or have reliance on him. Due to the limits of the man, if I stand up here, I certainly cannot exist in other space.
啊，现在我在家里，如果有朋友到家，现在我在教会，如果有朋友到家里，就找不到我了。
For example, right now I'm standing in the pulpit in the church.If some of my friends, he go to my home and knock on my door, want to see me, he certainly will not find me there.
啊，我们的神不是这样，他是充满宇宙的。
But the God we believe is not like this because he is the omnipresent God, filled in the whole universe.
有一次，主耶稣给那些听道的人来讲道理。
One time, Jesus he told the all the audience.
啊，当时有一个官叫做尼哥底母。
There was the officers, and his name is Nicodemus.
啊，他也给他讲了一些道理。
Jesus he told his teaching on Nicodemus.
啊，这个尼哥底母都不明白。
However, Nicodemus he failed to understand the teaching of Jesus Christ.
所以说，你是犹太人的官，我跟你讲。你道理你都不明白。
And Jesus said that Nicodemus, since you're the officers of the Jewish people, but after I express my teaching to you, you still fail to understand it.
啊，而且我讲的是现在的啊，地上的事情你都不明白。
Overall, I'm teaching you, only the teaching, just like a man they can understand.
那如果讲天上的事情，你更不明白了。
And you fail to understand it.If I teach you all the teaching in heaven, then you certainly would completely fail to understand.
啊，这些时候我所见证的都是我讲过的。
Jesus told him that what I witnessed to you is what I saw.
他说除了 啊，从天上降下来，仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Because only the one who come from heaven but still exist in heaven, no one can go to the heavenly Father.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's refer to Gospel of John. Gospel of John chapter 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。我们知道主耶稣他虽然在地上，他仍旧在天上。
Here says no one has ever gone in heaven except the one who came from heaven, although Jesus Christ he incarnate to be the flesh in this world, however he still in the heaven.
因为他是神，我们人不一样。
Because Jesus Christ, he is God, he is different from a human being.
他是一个神，是一个灵。
God is spirit.
他除了道成肉身这一部分让我们看到，另外的灵我们看不到，他还在天上。
Besides the reality that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he incarnate, to be the flesh and manifest himself to us, he is the spirit of God, and he is God, there's the main portion of the deity that we would not be able to comprehend.
他不是那一天是显给我们看。就是那一天降生道成肉身他不是那一天生日。
The day that Jesus Christ incarnate to be the flesh and was born from Mary was the time he manifest himself, the image to us, but however there is no any birth.
我们再讲一个更明显的例子。
We like to manifest one more point, make our belief even more clear.
就好像雷根总统他为了台北的事情他要下乡来访问。雷根啊，要这个为了特别的事情一个案子到乡下去查访。
For example, if the President of the United States, President Reagan, he decided to investigate one of the local affair and he had to go to one of the local town.
他把那个衣服就换得很平常，换成一个普通老百姓的衣服。
And he take off the dressing as a president and just dress up just like normal ordinary person.
到一个贫穷比较落后的地方去来访问，去关心他们的生活。
And he low down his position as a president and take as an ordinary person, go to the local town and talk to the normal person.
那些人一看到一知道，哎呀，今天原来是总统到我们这来了，我们从来没好像是和他面对面讲过话。
Now the local town people, they look at President Reagan as the President of the United States the first time, and
他今天关心我们的生活，特别到我们这里来看我们
and talk to him and realize thatEven the President Reagan, he concerned about life, so he just dressed up like an ordinary person because he concerned about our life and come to our town.
我们非常感谢他。
We really deeply appreciate.
我们就定今天做他的生日好了。我们来每一年的这一天给他过生日。
Since he's the first time come to our town, we decide to set up this day to celebrate his birthday.And we will celebrate in the following years and so on and so forth.
别人听到一定认为这是一个笑话。
If other people they heard about this, they would regard this as only like a joke.
这是很不合理的事情。
Because this is something unrealistic.
这是我们不守圣诞节的第三个理由。
This is also explained the third reason how come we do not celebrate the Christmas.
主耶稣他是神。没有生日，他的那一天降从天上降下来，他仍旧在天上。
Jesus Christ, he is God. He had the deity of God. Although he came to this world, however, he still exists in heaven. There is no birth for him.
第四点理由，我们更不能这个过圣诞节。
The fourth reason also explained why we did not celebrate.
就是四月二十五日是 当初英国人或德国人他们的一个白太阳生理生日子。
December 25th, previously was the day set up for the English and also the Germany for them to celebrate the sun.
我们在4月25号前后我们就会注意4月25号以前啊这个白天呢就是一天一天在缩短啊夜晚这个夜晚比较长所以天黑的更早。
If we kind of pay attention that about the daytime, the daylight time and also the light time, we know before we approach the December 25th, we can find out the longer we have in the night time and the shorter we have in the sunshine daytime.
到了4月25号以后，白天慢慢慢慢就会正常了。
But after we approach the December 25th, later on, we also find out we have increased time in the daytime and shortened in the nighttime.
因为冬天他们都希望这个白天这个太阳长一点，比较暖和。
As we live in the cold winter time, we are expecting the coming of the spring, the longer of the daytime.
他们说这是太阳战胜了冬天。
And they decide, say,including the the English people and also the Germany people, they decide to celebrate this is the date of the sun.
他们在这一天大肆的庆祝。
In this date, they celebrate a lot.
罗马人以4月25号为神农节。
The Roman Empire, they set up this date to celebrate the special festival.
在诸侯两百多年也改成太阳神的生日。
But however, after AD around 200 years, they also decide this is the date of the birthday of the sun.
后来因为信耶稣的人比较多了，在诸侯三百年的时候，那罗马天主教就定4月25号为圣诞节。
Later on, due to the fact that the majority of people they embrace the Christianity as their own religious beliefs, therefore the Roman Empire, they set up this day, December 25th, as the date of the birth of Christ.
这是在上海出版的一本圣经词典上面说明的。
We can find some of the resources, the reference, from the encyclopedia and so on and so forth.
由此我们就知道4月25号是一个拜偶像的日子。
But we know originally December 25th was the day for them to celebrate the sun or as an idol.
我们在这一天给主耶稣定的生日实在是大大的亵渎他。
Now if we set up this day to be the birthday of Jesus Christ, then we completely violate the principle of God and we blaspheme against his holy name.
那主耶稣非常的不喜欢。
And certainly,God would displeased.
我们参考以西结书第八章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，他领我到耶和华殿外院朝北的门口，谁知在那里有妇女坐着，为大摩士哭泣。他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了， 妈，你还要看见比这更可憎的事。十六节。
Verse 16。
啊，他又领我到耶和华殿的内院，谁知在耶和华的殿门口，廊子和祭坛中间，有25个人背向耶和华的殿，面向东方拜日头。啊，这里说，在神的殿中有一部分人在那拜日头。
Here's the Bible says that the entrance of the temple, between the portico and the altars, about 25 men, and they were worshiping the idol.
啊，等于虽然啊，他表面是信耶稣。
Although the superficially, they still went to the temple of God as a believer of God.
啊，实际上在那拜太阳神。
However, we find out they were worshiping the idol of the sun.
那这样当然啊，神是不喜欢的。
And certainly displeased God.
啊，我们再参考以弗所书第二章。
以弗所书
第二章。
Let's refer to New Testament book for Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
你们是在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。第二节。刚才我念第一节啊，第二节，那是你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，服从顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。第三节
Verse 3，
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体或心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，或别人一样。啊，这里说随从今世风俗，啊，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是顺服邪灵。
Here says that you used to live when you followed the way of this world, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
啊，虽然不合道理，现在世界各国连不信耶稣的也要过这个节日。
Although that it completely violate the principle of the scripture, the word of God, nowadays even the unbelievers they also follow this day as the birthday of Christ and celebrate the Christmas.
啊，其他的国家就像中国人过年一样那么看重。
The Western society they emphasize this day just like a Chinese. They emphasize the new year of the Chinese New Year.
甚至于有些商店就借这个机会发大财。
We know the especially a lot of business, the shop, they make a lot of money out of this birthday of Christ.
许多卖圣诞礼物的那个商店，那门口都挤满了人，甚至有排队的。
I can see the people, they go to all the shop, they follow the long line. To buy the Christmas gift.
啊，为什么大家要违背道理去做这些事情呢？
How come the people in this Western society they follow this day as the tradition but violate the principle of God?
啊，就是有邪灵在他心中运行。
We do believe that because the man due to the depravity of their nature, they have been controlled by the Satan.
啊，我们自己耶稣教会的统领，我们都是有圣灵的，我们是啊不顺服这种邪灵。
We as a believer in Christ, we also have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We certainly would not follow the tradition of man.
啊，如果顺服邪灵，将来他就不能得救。
If we are under the control of the Satan, and certainly we would not be saved.
啊，我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 4, chapter 10.
第四。
Chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章第八节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
但从前你们不认识的时候，是给那些 本来不是圣的做奴仆。第九节
Verse 9,
现在你们既然认识圣，更可说是被圣所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？第四节
Verse 10,
你们谨守日子、月份、节气、年份。十一节
11,
我为你们害怕，恐怕我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。这是保罗所讲的。
This is a very severe statement by Paul when he addressed the church in Galatians.
因为在加拉太教会有一部分人，他们谨守日子、月份、节气或年份。
Because some of the believers in the Galatian church, they start to turn back to those miserable principles.And enslaved by them by following those special date of the festivals.
保罗说，如果你们这样下去，将来就不能得救，我的功夫就浪费了，枉费了。
And Paul, he severely warned against those people. They were enslaved by this false doctrine.
所以我们不但不能够守圣诞节，而且我们中国人呢，过年过节，我们都不应该要去遵守。
We as the believers, we certainly would not violate the principle of the scriptures and celebrate Christmas. We certainly would not even celebrate in the Chinese New Year.
我们应该遵守圣经，照圣经规定，在每一个星期六守安息日就好了。
We have to follow completely the principle of God, and we come to the church at every Sabbath day.To follow the commandment of God and Jesus will be well enough for us to do.
照着我们职业主教会的规定，星期几晚上来做礼拜，就好。
We follow the principle of the Bible and also the doctrine of church. We come to our church every Sabbath day and attend the church meeting attentively, and that would be enough.
我们切不可以去违反神的命令。
We would not violate the principle of the word of God.
自作聪明反而受到灾祸。
And to be a fool if we just try to follow the traditional man and violate God's principle and to be punished by God.
尤其是要从我们心里头做起。
And we have to do all this from the inner bottom of our heart.
因为有时候我们的邻居或者我们的在一起住的人，他们要过这个节日。
And certainly, you can find the your neighborhood or the people that surround you, they like to follow the traditional man, and certainly they like to celebrate the Christmas.
我们除了告诉他我们不守圣诞节以外，我们要灵巧一点，主要是我们的心不要跟他们一样。
We plainly tell them that we would not celebrate the birth of the Christ in this Christmas day. We would use the spiritual wisdom to cope with the wrong tradition of the society.
或者有时候他别人会在这个节日会送东西给我们说什么？有时候我们是不得已那当然神会赦免我们。只是应付一下而已，我们心里是不愿意这样做的。
Sometimes even we have to reluctantly to accept the gift from our friends in the Christmas day, but we also pray to God that we would not violate the principle of the Word of God and ask for the forgiveness.
我们所拜的神是看我们的心内。
The God we worship, He is the one He examines our inner thoughts.
我们尽量用心灵或诚实来敬拜我们的神。
Certainly, we will try our best to worship God in honest and in our spirit.
凡事神会赐给我们聪明。
And God, in every occasion, He will help us with the spiritual wisdom.
神会让我们在这些事情中不要沾染私欲。
And God would also help us, although we live in this world, but we would not be contaminated by the wrong tradition of this world.
我们上午就见证到这里。
We like to conclude our morning worship at this point.